That's it?
That's it.
Oh, nicely done, I suppose, given the circumstances. So where are we?
Somewhere.
You can't do any better than that?
I'm afraid not. Once the drive system started rattling, the most prudent step seemed to be to stop wherever possible. And this celestial body is, well, wherever possible. Or as near to it as I could get.
At least we're out of the firing line for the time being. We should use this pause to our advantage.
Agreed. We'll need to determine where we are, how long we can safely stick around, and where we can find a ship that gets you further than a ride in the back of a chair.
I noticed a computer terminal in the main cabin. I'd like to see if it's still operational.
Good luck. Everything seems dead on this crate.
We're not. So it's entirely possible that our luck might stretch far enough to be able to at least use the computer as a source of data.
You hope?
Indeed I do. Meanwhile, it mightn't be too bad an idea to have a scout around the various rooms of the ship. From what I could make out earlier, there aren't too many, but I'd pay to check for secret compartments. That alcove Asimov found may not be unique.
Still holding to that smuggling theory, hey?
If you'll recall, it was your theory to begin with.
Well, not exactly. I did say the former owners of this ship were probably smugglers. You're the one who turned it into an instant confirmation.
Why shouldn't I? It seems a valid enough interpretation of the evidence at hand.
Well, maybe it used to be a storage compartment and someone gave it the slip while redecorating at some point in the past.
I'm going to have to side with Asimov on this one, Style. I mean, why would you need hidden compartments on an ex-Federation ship? Why would they need to hide anything? They do anything illicit, they call it law. Surely that goes for their pilots as well.
Don't forget that this thing's had tenants while under its former owners. Independent tenants. You operate in a neighbourhood like this, it pays to do a little business on the side. Let's not forget that nobody's really grateful to the Federation, unless they're too drugged up to know the difference. No matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody thinks, if you can cheat the system to your own advantage, then you probably will.
Of course you'd know all about that, wouldn't you? Cushy job and faith in your employers don't mean much, do they? Not even when you're in central control.
So, you think they may have made a few modifications then? Up to the ship, I mean. These tenants.
It's worth considering. I'd like to clear every part of the ship before I get too comfortable. Make sure there aren't any hidden risks to jump out at us.
Literally or figuratively?
Right. Then we need to find out some more about this planet. If it's colonised, we might be able to find some alternate transport.
And pay for it with what exactly?
The same currency we used to buy this crate, presumably.
From what little information I've managed to pick up about this system while on the station, if there's a colony nearby, we should be able to find a fairly lively underworld presence.
Great. More criminality.
I use the word underworld relative to the Federation.
That's right. We're criminals if we choose to think for ourselves, so we might as well use that status to our advantage where possible.
So, Style, see what you can do about that computer. If it's got a half-decent inbuilt communication system, and if this planet is colonised, it should be able to triangulate our position. Might have some data on the whole system as well. Could be useful if it's current.
True. How far out are we from the sun?
6th planet. Find out if we've got a breathable atmosphere, tolerable conditions, you know, that sort of thing.
Check.
And me?
Scout the ship. See what we've got, what we can use to our advantage. If Style's smuggling theory is right, there might be goods or currency lying around. We could use all the bartering material we can lay our hands on.
I hate to say it, but Style's got me worried now. I'd feel a lot more comfortable with some sort of weapon.
Find one and you can use that.
Oh, thanks. Wonderful attitude.
In the meantime, I'll see about making a list of everything that's wrong with this ship. Starting with the patently obvious. If we're on a barren rock, then we'll need to get the ship flying again somehow.
Best of luck then, just in case.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't come down to that.
Right, let's get to it.
Nothing at all.
What's that?
I can't find a single solitary bit of currency anywhere on this entire ship.
Have you searched thoroughly?
As thoroughly as I know how.
Well, have you found any secret compartments yet?
A couple in one of the sleeping compartments. If there are any others, they must be well hidden.
Oh yes, tremendously well hidden.
Where did you get those?
These? Found them in a hidden compartment.
Your wonders never cease.
Oh, shut up.
I should be fair. The compartments were in the hold, and I appreciate that you didn't come in and disturb me with your racket.
Well, there you go then. It was out of basic consideration for your work that I came out of this venture empty-handed.
Is that pure alcohol?
Not quite. It's about 60% though.
And genuine?
Looks that way. Hang on a second. Oh, yes. I'd definitely say that's the real stuff.
Oh, here, let me have a try.
Oh. Hey!
Oh, that's real. There's no doubt.
In which case, don't waste it. That stuff's like gold this far out.
I don't intend to, believe me.
Oh, might I ask how that diagnostic is coming?
In a word, the ship's all but dead.
Oh, marvellous.
I can effect some repairs, but not nearly enough to get us out of the system.
To another planet, then?
Oh, maybe, if it's near enough. And if you don't mind another bumpy landing.
My posterior's starting to get used to them.
Mine's getting cold. Are the air conditioning systems on?
At minimum. We don't want to waste the air supply.
Then shouldn't it be getting hotter in here?
He's right, Jorma. I haven't really paid it much mind until now, but this apparent drop in temperature does seem odd.
It's probably just a cold planet. After all, I think we're pretty far out from the sun here.
I wonder if it's sandy outside.
I beg your pardon?
I'd love to get a look at the conditions outside this ship. I'll spy the planet's surface.
Well, there's a scanner over there. I think it's on the same circuit as the lights.
Then what's wrong with it?
Probably a torn connection. I'll see if I can patch it up.
How's the computer coming?
Well, it's definitely a computer of some sort.
Seriously?
Seriously, I think I've almost got it. Come over and have a look. Most of the damage was superficial. Barely any blaster shots reached this corner of the room. The permanent memory seems intact, though I've had to sacrifice a backup drive to create new non-permanent memory. The mainframe was smashed a little by the landing, but it was a fairly non-essential component, unless you wanted to import new software.
Hadn't brought any with me to prison, so I guess I won't be.
I've just got to wire in a couple more components, and it'll be ready to run.
Good. The anticipation's killing me.
There. Done. Now let's power the thing up.
It talks! Why do I get the feeling you've given birth to a monster style?
The vocal output should prove useful, provided it's got vocal input as well. Shall we see?
Why not?
Vocal recognition systems activated. Please state name followed by the brace input initiated.
Kev style, input initiated.
Kev style, your vocal impression is recorded.
And Jorma, input initiated.
And Jorma, your vocal impression is recorded.
Asimov, get over here.
Later.
I wonder if it has a designation.
How do you mean?
This unit designated IDET for personal convenience.
That's its name?
In a way. The main advantage of having voice recognition is that you can query the computer from anywhere within its audio range. Basically this room, and also the cockpit if there's a feed into there. The way it distinguishes between us talking to each other and us talking to it is in the use of that, ident.
I see, so that's where the designation comes from, eh?
Rather boring, isn't it?
But it's not an artificial intelligence?
Not unless there's another mainframe hidden elsewhere on this ship with a wireless connection to ident.
Pity. Might have been nice to have somebody intelligent to talk to.
Quite. No, still just a plain old computer, but useful to us all the same.
Aha!
Would you get over here, please?
Ident, can you determine our location?
Not very talkative when it gets down to business, is it?
Why should it be?
Location determined.
Which means this planet has communication satellites orbiting around it.
Huh?
Triangulation.
Planet's designation is Corona, located in Penta Satellite System, 6th planet.
Ident, have you determined our specific geographical location?
Processing.
I've worked it out. We're on Corona.
We know.
How did you manage to work that out?
You know? How did you know?
The computer's working.
Which is our excuse. How about you?
Well, if you'd given me a minute... I got the scanner working. As I suspected, it's very windy and very sandy outside. And it looks bloody cold.
Meaning?
Don't tell me you've never heard of the frozen deserts of Corona.
Should I have?
Actually, no, not particularly. But they're unique to this system, those frozen deserts. Unique to this planet, in fact.
See if you can outdo yourself now. Tell me where we are on the planet.
Well, in the middle of one of the deserts, obviously.
9 kilometers west-southwest of township designated U.S. Flats.
What it said?
What do we know about this Yulin's Flats place?
Well, it's within walking distance, if we packed winter wear.
Did we?
Actually, yes. That's one of the few things I did manage to find today.
Excellent.
I suggest that at least one of us should stay with the ship. Given that we now know this place is inhabited, who knows who might pass by and decide they'll have a piece or two of what still functions.
Good idea. Also, we're going to need more to barter with than a few bottles of alcohol, no matter how real or pure it is. It'll get us through the door, but that's about it.
So, more searching around for hidden goods then?
Exactly.
Then who goes and who stays?
I know what we need, and I can give off a realistic air of authority on the subject.
While you're kidding up, I'll get Ident to dig up what it can on Yulin's Flats. The state of this planet's anything to go by. It'll have to be a trading port of some sort.
Now, it's not exactly the kind of planet you'd like to retire on, is it?
Looks like we might be getting off this planet after all. Oh, sorry.
Not at all. Here, let me help you with that.
Thank you.
What's this? A list of parts?
Do you mind? That's private.
I'm terribly sorry. Bad habit. It's part of my work to scan documentation, so it's become second nature.
Sounds like a strange job. What are you? Some sort of editor of plain facts?
Oh, nothing so conspiratorial. I'm more of a clerk, really. Chief clerk, that is. A lot of documents pass through my employer's purview, and I'm required to check them all.
As I said, a state censor.
She deals in a lot of... well, precarious trade. It pays to know what's going on, to make sure that nobody's trying to slip something past her.
Look, I'm sure this is all very fascinating, but...
No, you don't.
What?
You don't think this is interesting at all. In fact, if it wasn't for the sheer thickness of this crowd, you'd have cleared off long ago.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So please go away.
I can help you out with the contents of your list.
Oh. How?
If you're looking to buy them, I can put you in touch with a very reliable dealer. Selling? I know customers who are after that sort of material all the time. What's more, I happen to know a very good tavern nearby. It's nowhere near as crowded as this marketplace, and they do a wonderful rice loaf.
I could do with a good lunch.
I must be blind. Style, are you... even in the room? No, of course you wouldn't be. Oh well, never hurts to talk to oneself, I suppose. Guaranteed a decent conversation that way.
What are you prattling on about?
No, nothing, never mind. No, wait, I was saying something. I was saying I must be blind.
All it is that you didn't know what to look for.
How's that possible? I managed to hide myself in one of those compartments before we even knew there were any.
Serendipity, really. I suspect your problem was that you were looking in places that might realistically secrete compartments. A clever designer would put them where you wouldn't think anybody could put a secret compartment.
Do you think that's all of them now?
Probably. Even if it isn't, I think we've now found all we need to find.
You seem very sure of yourself.
I found one compartment that's the answer to our prayers. It looks like this ship really was used by smugglers recently.
What have you found?
More gold than the three of us could comfortably carry.
Well, certainly beats the alcohol that Jorma found.
Precisely. We should get over to Yulin's Flats, find Jorma, let her know about this new development. Our bargaining power should now be increased considerably.
Good afternoon, Townsend. If it's at all possible, I'd rather not conduct business over lunch today.
Should be a fairly quick transaction, Mesa.
All right, you've got 20 minutes. As you've probably been informed by Townsend, my name is Tina Mesa.
And Jorma. Brack, Townsend, tells me you might be able to help me locate some ship parts.
Brack is fine if you're more comfortable with it.
That's right. Personally, I like the directness gained by using Townsend's given name. Similarly, you'll find that I may come to refer to you as Anne. I hope this won't cause any tension between us.
It shouldn't.
Townsend has been correct in his information to you. If it's ship's parts you need, then you've come to the right place. For that sort of trade, you really need to go directly to the top. And that's me.
Glad I ran into Brack in that case.
There's one question I have to ask, though. What's in it for me?
Good question. Really, I'm not entirely sure at the moment. See, I've got a slight credit flow problem just now.
I see.
But I'm hoping to clear it up shortly.
Good. Because I don't deal with lousy credit risks, thank you very much. Was this really worth my time, Townsend? Or is she just a pretty face?
I can offer you a down payment, and my services if necessary. I'm about as good an engineer as they come. Hopefully that will be sufficient until the money comes in.
Perhaps, Anne, perhaps. You're forthright, which I like. But you're poor, which offends me somewhat.
Maybe you'd like to see the initial capital of which I spoke.
All right. Interesting.
And that's about all you get to see.
A good idea. They're a thirsty lot in here.
And it's genuine?
I'd let you taste it yourself, if not for obvious constraints.
It'd make an interesting down payment. Hardly enough to warrant too much of a trade, but a very good start. Now, do you have a list of the parts you need?
How's this look to you?
Lengthy.
Workable?
You're really not in any hurry to leave, are you?
That's what I thought, which is why I'm very much banking on a Lumen windfall to pay out.
And if it doesn't?
Then I'll still be here, and I'll find you again.
Do you think it could get any busier?
Do I care?
Well, I would. I don't know about you, but I like to walk unimpeded wherever possible.
Please yourself.
But why are you so cold all of a sudden?
Work needs to be done, Asimov. Work always needs to be done.
Fabulous. I'm thinking of having a look at some of these stores. I mean, the fashions here are pretty wild, and it's not like we'll be hanging around these parts an awful lot.
Stick with me.
Charming. What?
Stick with me or we'll be hanging around these parts a hell of a lot from now on. Get sidetracked and Jorma may lose a useful deal. May lose the only useful deal she'll ever get. You fancy eking out the rest of your natural life in this dump?
All I'm saying is that we should take the tourist opportunity while we can. I never said you had to divert from your little crusade. Just let me have a bit of fun. I mean, it's not as if I'm needed or anything. You're the one with
Don't
the...
you bloody say it.
What?
What I know you're about to say. Not here, not now, not out loud.
I'm not stupid, Style. I was planning on using a euphemism.
This time. But who's to say what you might get to talking about if I let you loose? Complete strangers. Particularly the type who might butter you up, offer you a few drops of Synthea laced with Velocet or some other wonder tongue loosener. The type who would then know all about our little euphemism and seek it out to claim for themselves, particularly all the euphemism we've left back in the you-know-what, which is you-know-where, and which they might then decide to visit.
And you don't think all those cryptic clues you just let loose into this crowded marketplace are going to make anyone curious?
There's a slight difference here.
Oh, do tell.
The slight difference, my dear chum, is that I'm not about to get sidetracked. I'm headed straight for Jorma, straight for a deal, and then straight off this bloody planet. And you're coming with me because I sure as hell don't want to waste the next week searching this place for your overexcited frame or, if worse comes to worst, your decaying, maggot-infested, drug-addled, buggered-in-every-orifice corpse. Because you and I both know that that's what this planet's like if you're not careful.
Well...
And you're not bloody careful, as a rule.
I'm not what?
Careful.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I have two bones of contention to make with you.
Only two? Must be a good day.
First of all, I'm frequently very careful. Overcautious, if anything, in fact.
Is that how you got put in KX42, is it?
And secondly, since when did this plainly absurd accusation become a rule?
About a minute ago. Made it up myself. Impressed?
You're a bastard.
I'm a bastard in a hurry. Let's move.
There she is.
Whereabouts?
Towards the back, with those other two.
So she is. Let's go share the good news.
Do you think we should interrupt the meeting?
Could be she needs some capital to clinch the deal.
Fair enough.
Looks like we might have some company. You ready, Townsend?
Of course.
Oh, don't worry about them. They're with me.
You bring friends? Do they bring more bottles?
Quite possibly.
I hope we're not interrupting.
Actually, your timing couldn't be better. Assuming you've found the rest of our supply of alcohol.
Better than that. May we sit down?
Of course.
Tina Mesa, Townsend Bruck, these are Kev Style and Ren Asimov.
Pleased to meet you.
What did you dig up? Did my winnings come through?
Your winnings?
You didn't know Asimov? Never mind, we'll tell you later. Yes, you're absolutely right. Payment came through about an hour ago, and the currency is first class.
Oh?
Take a look for yourself. Sorry to make you peer in this way.
I understand entirely. Indeed, your banker clearly knows the value of a stable and untraceable currency.
It's a very useful metal as well. Should be handy for all sorts of applications.
As it happens, I like to deal in it myself, wherever possible.
Then we have a deal?
Depends on how much of it you have.
How much do you need?
Could be a lot. The list I drew up is fairly extensive.
Shall we say 12 such bars?
What do you think, Jorma? Is it a fair price?
Actually, very fair. Thank you, Mesa. As much as you had me worried earlier on, I can see that you're definitely a fair merchant.
It takes the right clientele, Anne.
The right kind of bank balance, presumably.
It helps.
Shall we organise the transportation arrangements?
You two get back to the ship as soon as you can. Take care of that delivery. I'm going to have a sniff around before I join you.
So much for keeping to task.
The deal's done now. We can afford to slow down a little. Besides which, I've still got this bar of euphemism on me.
A bar of what?
Don't ask.
So I might as well spend it.
On what precisely?
There's just a few bits and bobs I want to try and collect. A few questions that need answering. And I'm curious to see if anyone can help me out.
Sounds like a fool's crusade to me.
I have to agree. Let's just all get back to the ship and leave this place as soon as we can.
I'll only be a couple of hours. Trust me.
Ha!
Trust me.
2 hours, that's it.
That should be very nearly the last of it.
Your people found the gold?
Right where you left it. Thank you.
It's been really good doing business with you. I've never seen such an efficient operation.
Mesa prides herself on it. Her standards are part of what keeps her top dog in Yulin's flats.
Fair enough.
That's everything now. Well, except for the last of the gold. Don't forget the rest of the money!
Well, thanks once again.
Not a problem. Looks like that's everything.
We'll still be around for a few hours. If we head back to town, I'll look for you and maybe buy you a drink.
I'd like that.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Really mean that, did you? I mean about the drink.
Oh, of course not. There's no time. But it should keep him hopeful, which should keep him from growing suspicious. Come on, let's get to work.
What did you make of it?
You mean the ship? Yeah, it looked familiar.
You think it could be one of ours?
It's possible. I mean, you pick any two ships out of that class and they'll look virtually identical.
But?
It felt right. It felt like one of ours.
So we have that. And the gold. Our gold.
Probably.
Definitely.
How can you say for certain?
Zelda just picked up an interesting Federation transmission.
You've been getting him to keep an ear open from the beginning, haven't you?
Of course I have. The story of Anne's finances barely held water from the start.
So? What did Zelda hear? You're kidding. There goes our tentative independence for the next few months.
The thing being, they lost a few inmates. Most were subdued or killed before they could get anywhere, but three escaped.
Our trio.
In an ex-Federation ship. Our recently hijacked ex-Federation ship.
With our gold on it.
Looks like we've found it.
Do you want me to order the driver to double back?
Absolutely not. If you had our assassins with you, then I'd commend you on your idea. But with a squad of heavy loaders, all you'd have is disorganized muscle. Besides which, you're 4 hours away from them. You'd be wasting your time.
Then what do you suggest?
We fight criminality with criminality. Send some of the rogue traders who pay us filthy onto those three. We'll have them and the ship in short order. And for a minimal fee.
Hey, How's it going?
I'm just about there.
Nice of you to join us again.
Sorry I was so long.
Did you get what you were after?
I think so. And you?
Got all the parts. Nearly got them all in.
Good.
That's it. Let's go.
Good. Let's hurry.
Why?
I checked in with Iden as I came in. I've had it monitoring local communications with Mesa as a keyword reference.
And it's bad news, right?
This used to be her ship. Her gold.
Oh.
She's got bounty hunters after us.
Oh.
And they're about 20 minutes away.
Oh.
Since Asimov seems to have gone catatonic, maybe you can help me get this ship started up.
How long is that likely to take?
Oh, he's awake again.
From cold start? About 15 minutes.
Then don't let me interrupt.
Right. Well, now you're back, I was hoping you could help me out.
Just say the word.
I'm not sure if the guidance computers are up to scratch, and I don't fancy yet another fully manual flight, unless the pair of you feel comfortable with returning to this planet in all about half an hour.
Not especially.
I'll see what I can do. But I have a feeling it's independent of Ident.
Can you patch them together? Get Ident to keep a watchful eye over the systems. Would certainly save you having to do the same for the rest of the flight.
I'll give it a look, let you know.
You've got 2 minutes. Asimov?
What do you need?
Someone to keep handing me the tools. But more importantly, somebody to shift some ballast in the hold. We felt a little tail-heavy during the last flight, and I'd very much like to avoid that level of discomfort again, if it's at all possible.
You want me to move anything in particular?
Heavy items first, of course.
I'll do my best.
And make it quick. Right, now let's get you on your feet again. Good start. What news?
They're off the planet, but our hunters are in hot pursuit. They won't get out of this system.
I don't want them getting past the outermost moon, Townsend.
Latest reports are that the hunters are an hour behind them and closing fast. We'll have them pinned well before they exit this planet's satellite system.
Good. And make sure my orders are clear. Return the ship safely. The crew are completely expendable. Dead or alive, it doesn't matter to me. Though dead would be better.